Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida students will be able to continue learning remotely through the second half of the school year. That's according to what State Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran said today. Over the summer, Corcoran ordered school districts to offer in-person instruction as well as online learning or be penalized financially. Governor Ron DeSantis and Corcoran have maintained that families need to have the option of choosing face-to-face instruction or distance learning for children. They argued that keeping students away from school can have damaging impacts on students' physical safety and mental health. During a State Board of Education meeting today, Corcoran said he expects to release another order addressing the pandemic by the end of the month, adding distance learning will remain an option.
From the top down in the state, that will absolutely happen. There's no flexibility for anything but that.
Wakulla County School Superintendent Robert Pierce said the need for remote learning remains as the number of COVID-19 cases in the state continues to rise.
We have every intent of continuing our distance learning platforms that are unique to each district going forward. We applaud continuing that.
Pierce says many teachers are working under extreme stress, and some in his district have quit the profession in recent months. Numbers released yesterday by the State Department of Health show nearly 7,500 new cases of COVID-19 reported in the previous day, including 85 deaths. There have been nearly 900,000 reported cases in Florida and more than 17,600 deaths caused by the coronavirus since March. Former state data scientist Rebecca Jones tweeted today that her group's analysis found that reducing class size by 50% reduces the COVID-19 case rate in schools by about 40% on average. Several mayors from around Florida held a Zoom conference this afternoon to criticize the lack of coronavirus response by Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis. St. Petersburg's Rick Kreisman was the only participating mayor from the Tampa Bay area.
As mayors, we all know what we need to do to try and protect the residents of our communities. And it's just incredibly unfortunate that the positions that the governor has taken thus far have made our jobs very difficult. I look back prior to the governor entering the phase three order, and in my city and in our county, we were on a rolling 2-week average of between 2.5% and 3.5%, and we were steady at that percentage. Then after his order was entered, and his order, like so many of the orders that he's drafted, created incredible confusion in our community, not just with the business community, but with governments in our county, trying to understand what he was doing and what he wasn't doing. Within 2 weeks, we've seen our numbers substantially go up.
That's St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman. He estimated that 50,000 Floridians would die if the state followed the recommendations of one of DeSantis's advisors by attempting herd immunity before a vaccine is available. The mayors recommended 4 things for Florida: a statewide mask mandate, allowing local governments to enact stricter measures if needed, ramping up state testing facilities to their maximum capacity, and implementing robust contact tracing, including using an app. President Trump's campaign has paid $3 million for a recount of 2 heavily Democratic Wisconsin counties. The Trump campaign says those counties were the site of the worst irregularities. That comes although no evidence of wrongdoing has been presented, and state election officials have said there was none. Trump paid for the recounts in Milwaukee and Dane counties. There, Democrat Joe Biden received 577,000 votes compared with 213,000 for Trump. Biden won statewide by more than 20,000 votes. Jacksonville Republican Aaron Bean will serve as president pro temp of the state Senate. Bean did not mince words when it comes to the hardships COVID-19 has brought many in Florida and the challenges that lay ahead for the legislature to address.
We are in the midst of a pandemic. I don't need to remind anybody that has wrought pain and suffering on families, businesses, and our American way of life. We have literally walked through the valley of the shadow of death. So for me, during my last term in the Senate, my focus will be on making the best out of what we have.
Bean says despite challenges from COVID-19, Florida still has a lot going for it as a state: a diverse economy, natural landscape that draws tourists, and a highly ranked college and university system. Pasco County Republican Wilton Simpson will serve as president of the Senate through 2022. The Tampa Bay Times is reporting that Florida utility regulators will ask for changes to the law that will allow secrecy at their public hearings. The Public Service Commission's request stems from a recent Duke Energy Florida case that was shrouded in secrecy. Well, tonight, breezy, clear, and cool. Overnight lows in the high 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with highs in the high 70s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.